Hate Cake, a teen wolf fanfiction written by JB1 Kenobi and read by Lynchy.
I'm gonna bake you a love cake. I'm gonna bake you a love cake. I'm gonna put it on a love plate and serve it up to you.
The doorbell rings. That's ominous enough on its own. Everyone Styles knows would have just texted or called, and his dad isn't home. But when he rushes downstairs and rips the door open, he's just in time to see a black Camaro whip around the end of the street and out of sight. He scowls and looks down to find a flimsy white box sitting on the welcome mat. Styles closes the door, goes back up to his room, and calls Scott. Scott answers almost immediately, for once, and asks if Styles is okay, which Styles appreciates even if it's a little annoying. One of the alphas broke his arm, but Scott keeps acting like Styles has contracted a possibly fatal illness instead of just getting stuck with the cast. I'm fine, says Styles. I need you to come over. Derek left something on my porch.
What kind of something?
Asks Scott. I don't know, says Styles. I mean, it wasn't bleeding when I looked, but who knows what it's doing now? Scott seems to decide that it would be better for him to just come over and see what Styles is talking about for himself, so he promises to do just that, and Styles hangs up. 20 minutes later, Scott walks into his room with a box. It smells like cake. Styles scowls as Scott hands it to him, and he opens it to discover a simple, round chocolate cake with "Sucks to be you" written on top in white icing, next to a drawing that, after a couple of minutes, Styles decides is intended to be a broken arm. When Scott tries to get a look, Styles hides it from him on principle. It just smells like cake? He asks. No poison or bodily fluids? No, says Scott. Do you want me to try the first bite too? No, says Styles indignantly. It's mine. If Derek's finally going off the deep end and leaving people cakes, I'm at least going to enjoy it. Scott fidgets at that. I told him he had to apologize. It's his fault your arm got broken. That's not strictly true, but Styles isn't going to argue about it. A month later, Styles fumbles and slows them down during a getaway, because hello, cast, and earns Derek 5 long claw marks on the Camaro. Derek seethes with fury all the way back to Styles' neighborhood, and from the way he's gripping the steering wheel, Styles worries that Derek might just open the door and shove him out as he drives past Styles' house. But he does slow down, comes to a full and complete stop even, and lets Styles get clear of the car before tearing away from the curb with a screech of burning rubber. Styles glares after him, and the next morning he goes to the store and buys a box of cake mix. He and Scott spend the following Saturday making a super deluxe double chocolate cake, and when it's done, Styles cuts 5 long gouges into the top and writes, "Oops," on the side. They spend 20 minutes arguing over who has to deliver it, but in the end, they both lose. Scott has to go because he's friends with Isaac, who can let them know when the coast is clear, and Styles has to go so that Scott and Isaac don't eat the cake themselves. They leave it on the kitchen counter after Derek leaves with Peter to pick the Camaro up from the shop, and Styles takes Scott and Isaac out for burgers after to be sure they don't hang around and eat it as soon as he leaves. Styles barely has the cast off for 2 days before Derek accidentally hits him in the head with a chair, and Styles has to get stitches. Derek maintains that he was aiming for the evil fairy, a likely story. But Styles glares at him every day for a week, because his life never included things like fairies and flying chairs before it included Derek. Styles gets home that Friday and makes a beeline for the milk. He catches his dad watching him from the kitchen table and grabs a glass, pretending that he never intended to drink directly from the jug. His dad clears his throat. Something came for you? Styles glances up and his dad points at the counter, where there's a little box with the logo of the local bakery on the side. It was in the mailbox. Styles pours his milk and puts the jug away before wandering over. His name is written in black marker on the top of the box, and he opens it to find a Princess Belle cupcake and a little note that says, "You don't even get real cake for that one, loser." Styles rolls his eyes and mutters, "What do you think cupcakes are made of, jackass?" "Anyone I know?" asks his dad. "No," says Styles. He comforts himself that it's not technically a lie because does anyone really know Derek Hale? The anniversary of the fire rolls around, and Stiles was never exactly expecting Derek to be in a good mood for it, but he and Peter seem to play off each other, shoving one another deeper and deeper into a spiral of misery and wanton douchebaggery, until Isaac ends up spending most of his time at Scott's or Stiles' house, and Erica and Boyd won't even take their phone calls. The sheriff comes home, passes Scott, Stiles, and Isaac, who are playing video games in the living room, and goes to grab a beer after a long shift at the station. He comes back to the living room a couple of minutes later, seems to struggle for a moment, and then says, "Stiles, why is there a giant penis on the kitchen counter?" Scott averts his eyes and Isaac smirks, and Stiles says, "It's a congrats on the hot sex cake for Danny." "I'm sorry I asked," mutters the sheriff. "Yeah, you should think long and hard about that next time," says Stiles. The sheriff gives him a look of severe disappointment, and Stiles shrugs because there are some things you just don't pass up in this life, and a perfect pun is one of them. After the sheriff goes to bed, Stiles writes, "Derek Hale, a portrait," in white icing on top of the giant purple penis cake, and the three of them sneak it into Derek's kitchen when Stiles drives Scott and Isaac back to Scott's for the night. 2 days later, Isaac catches Stiles at school and says, "I don't know what you put in that thing, but thanks." Stiles blinks. "Really?" "Yeah, I think Derek was ignoring it out of spite, but we got home yesterday and Peter had eaten the balls and he wouldn't shut up until we tried it and, I mean, they're still kind of pissy, but it's closer to normal levels of pissy, so good job." "Good to know. If all else fails, I'll open a bakery and call that cake the D-doucher." Isaac opens his mouth and then closes it again, and eventually says, "Sometimes I'm not sure that I ever want to talk to you again." Stiles smiles and pats his shoulder and walks away. Derek's not as much of a prick for the anniversary of Laura's death, but Stiles still notices what day it is and makes sure there's a cake waiting in Derek's kitchen that just says, "Douche." When Mother's Day rolls around, Stiles finds a cake on his porch that says, "Asshole." Scott raises an eyebrow at it, but Stiles says, "You're just jealous that you don't have an unfriend to trade hate cake with." He brings it inside and pulls out forks for the two of them. How do you know he's not just lulling you into a false sense of security so that when he eventually poisons you, you'll eat it without question? Asks Scott, but he accepts the fork Stiles hands him. Stiles shrugs. "Who cares? He makes a damn fine cake." Scott just rolls his eyes. The end.
I'm gonna bake you a love cake. I'm gonna bake you a love cake. I'm gonna put it on a love plate and serve it up to you. I'm gonna mix it in my love bowl and add a little bit of my soul. I'm gonna put it in your cake hole. I'll serve it up to you. It'll be so moist. It'll taste so good. Then you'll feel my love deep inside of you.
You've just finished listening to Hate Cake. If you enjoyed the story, please leave Jebby1 Kenobi some feedback at jebby1kenobi.tumblr.com. And if you enjoyed my reading of the story, please leave me some feedback at lunchy.dreamwith.org. The song used in this recording was Love Cake by Rocky and Balls. Thanks for listening.